Hello and welcome to this Stockbox interview with Andrew Bell from Red Rock Resources. Hello, Andrew. So, Andrew, today we just want to have a quick chat with you because Jupiter Mines released their preliminary results and their dividend declaration. Now, is it right that Red Rock Resources hold approximately 17 million shares in Jupiter, which is worth over £2.4 million to Red Rock, whereas the current market cap of Red Rock Resources is approximately 1.9 million?
That's approximately right, yes.
So there's very little value there reflected in Red Rock's market cap. What about the other projects? There's very little value, if any, attributed to them. Can you explain why that may be?
Yes, of course. We also have receivables and payables, and the amounts we have to pay are probably fixed, and the receivables and the other assets, people will think that they're value is uncertain. So that may account for some of it, but it does seem somewhat cheap, yes, to me.
And what about the dividend to Red Rock Resources? How much is that and when is it due?
The interim dividend was 4 cents. At the final, we're paying 0.75 of a cent, which will arrive by the 21st. And that makes 4.75 cents for the year on a price of 28 cents, which, as you can see, is about 15%. I mean, we a few weeks ago, the price of Jupiter was 0.21, and it's now 0.28. So it has had a good run up, and the manganese price has been quite strong. So it looks more like the manganese price as it was 2 years ago, rather than as it was over the last year at the moment. And 2 years ago was a very good year indeed for Jupiter.
Okay, and what does the dividend mean to Red Rock?
Be about £60,000.
So how do you feel about the investment Red Rock made in Jupiter?
Well, we've had a dividend yield of about 20% fairly consistently year on year. And that suggests to me that the capital value of the Jupiter shares is probably on the low side. So we think that whether we keep them and get the yield, or whether we keep them just to see the increase in value, it's looking like quite a good outlook.
Okay. So I wonder if you can tell us what the outlook is for the Cheapy Mine.
The Cheapy Mine, it produced about as much manganese this last year to February as it did the year before. I think it was 3.31 million tonnes against 3.41 million or something. And the sales held up very well. The mix of rail and road was again favorable due to the constant strenuous efforts of the team there. And what we're doing a feasibility on at the moment is an expansion to 4.5 million tons. We've got a fast loadout station for the rail, which helps. And there's only really one item that we'd need to upgrade significantly to do a 50% or near 50% increase in production. And the cost of that can be met from cash flows.
Okay.
Over a year or two. So it's looking extremely positive looking forward. We're also beginning to mine the boundary between ourselves and Mamatuan. And obviously, when you have two adjacent pits, each side has to have a batter, you know, an angle. It can't have the edge of the pit going vertically down because that would be dangerous. So and then you end up with a sort of a Toblerone shape that nobody can utilize or get the manganese out of. So having done a deal with our neighbors, that has already had the material stripped from it. So in terms of how much it actually costs to produce that material, well, that's rather cheap, and that'll be coming into the mix. So when I look at these things, and I look at the overall situation for manganese with the Chinese production of low-quality manganese, which traditionally they fed their steel furnaces with, going down and being replaced by high-quality imports, over 50% of which come from South Africa, I think that is going to continue to be a trend, and therefore, as the largest exporter to China from South Africa, with the longest life, and probably the cheapest production costs, or equal cheapest. Chipi is extremely well placed.
Okay, so fairly happy with the project at the moment then.
The words a world-class project are much overused, but in the case of Chipi, I think it can really be described as that.
Okay. And just finally, Andrew, is there anything you can give investors on the status of the Miguri Gold project?
I think we've been pretty open about the fact that we had to take the government to court because of an unfortunate issue with the previous minister who tried to take it quite unjustifiably, and also following a wrong procedure. The ministers since him and the government generally have been extremely helpful and positive. And so we're just going through the process now, having settled the court action, of getting the licenses restored. Necessarily, when you're not doing anything there for 3 years, because you can't, but when the cat's away, the mice will play kind of thing, you get other people with putative interests, which are not really legal interests in the property. So you have to deal with that situation because you have people then who have a vested interest in you not getting back what is yours and you should get back and what you've invested more than $10 million in developing. But all these problems get solved because these are not new, this kind of problem. I mean, we had in a way a unique situation, but in another way, some of the issues there are issues that come up time and time again in different situations. So the professionals in Kenya, many of whom are very good, do understand how to deal with this. And we are reaching, well, I think we're in the end game.
Okay. When would you expect to be able to make an announcement regarding that?
If I knew that, I couldn't tell you. So I'm afraid that I can't give a direct answer to that. But certainly we would be expecting it to be sooner rather than later. We fairly regularly said this, and anyone relying on it, if I said something like the next week or the next month, it could be true. But then I might have said the same thing at any point in the last few months almost, and it hasn't happened. When I say that we're getting nearer to it all the time, that is either an obvious truth, a truism, or it's a delusion. But the event will prove that. I think we are getting closer all the time, and we're very close to being able to make an announcement. And getting that back with its 1.2 million ounces and all the potential, and the fact that we're ready to we made a mining license application already for the tailings. We're ready to start operations there very quickly. That, and we think that the 1.2 million ounces can be considerably expanded. That combined with what Red Rock Australasia now has in the most exciting gold belts, once again in Australia, the Victoria Goldfields, means that we are placed quite well in what is now a gold bull market.
Okay, well, Andrew Bell, thank you very much for talking to me.
Thank you.